listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The City of Kalgoorlie-Bulga is set to auction off 13 properties that failed to pay council rates. They've been seized with nearly $400,000 in unpaid rates. One property owner owes more than $38,000. The auction will kick off April 30th. The leader of the Liberal Party says WA shoppers deserve better than half-empty shelves. Stock remains low across the state, nearly a month on from flooding in the goldfields. Libby Metem says the Cook government's efforts to keep the supply chain with the east open was a complete and utter failure.
The Cook Labor government have had 2 years to prepare our state for another situation like this, and all of these half-baked measures have failed. They have proven again that they are totally out of their depth when it comes to protecting our state's freight network.
An additional $10 million is being put towards road safety measures to better protect school kids. 40K school zones will be expanded across WA to include warden-controlled crossings where the speed limit is currently 50Ks or above, including in the Wheatbelt, Goldfields and Esperance. Road Safety Minister David Michaels says the change is off the back of community feedback.
I think you talk to most wardens, they'll have a story of where they have been really concerned about driver behaviour. But as I said, most people do the right thing, and part of this is just to remind people to slow down.
In sport, the Goldfields Giants women's team have made their NBL One West season debut. The side returning to the court last weekend, going down to Lakeside Lightning 105-47. It was a tough weekend for the squad, also defeated by the Rockingham Flames 116-45. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.